And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 12th of May, 2016. It's the birthday of Farley Mowat, born in Belleville, Ontario, 1921, author of many books about the Canadian Arctic, including Never Cry Wolf. It's the birthday of the artist and poet Dante Gabriel Rossetti, born in London, 1828, one of the founders of the Pre-Raphaelite Brotherhood, a group of artists who rejected modern art, wanting to go back to medieval painting and medieval culture. It's the birthday of the poet and artist Edward Lear, born London, 1812, one of 21 children, about half of whom died in infancy. He found work as a drawing teacher, a sign painter, an illustrator of medical textbooks. Then he hired out to produce a series of bird paintings, which impressed the Earl of Derby. So he asked Lear to come and paint the animals in his private zoo, which Lear did. And he also befriended the Earl's grandchildren. And there he began writing poetry for them, limericks and nonsense verse, including The Owl and the Pussycat. It's the birthday of Florence Nightingale, 1820, born to a wealthy English family, educated in Latin, Greek, philosophy, mathematics, and over the opposition of her parents, she entered the field of nursing, which was then considered a working-class occupation. During the Crimean War, 1854, she gathered 38 volunteer nurses and 15 Catholic nuns and traveled to the front. And by improving sanitation, she reduced the death rate in the military hospitals from 42% to 2%. Roaming the hallways at night with a lantern, chatting with the wounded, she became known as the Lady with the Lamp. Florence Nightingale, who said, "Patients don't want you to be weepy. They like you to be fresh and active and interested. A sick person does so enjoy hearing good news." And it was on this date in 2002, Jimmy Carter arrived in Cuba for a five-day visit, first president to visit since Calvin Coolidge. He called for an end to the trade embargo, publicly scolded the Castro regime for its poor human rights record, and he took in a baseball game. Here's a poem for today by Jane Kenyon entitled At the Feeder. First the chickadees take their share, then fly to the bittersweet vine, where they crack open the seeds, excited like poets opening the day's mail. And the evening grouse beaks, those large and prosperous finches, resemble skiers with the latest equipment, bright yellow goggles on their faces. Now the blue jay comes in for a landing like a sack bomber returning to Plattsburgh after a day of patrolling the ozone. Every teacup in the pantry rattles. The solid and graceful bodies of nuthatches, perpetually upside down like yogis, and slate-colored juncos feeding on the ground, taking only what falls to them. The cats watch, one from the lid of the bread box, another from the piano. A third flexes its claws in sleep, dreaming perhaps of a chicken neck, or of being worshipped as a god at Bubastis during the 23rd dynasty. At the Feeder, a poem by Jane Kenyon from her collected poems, published by Grey Wolf Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.